USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Kingdom and folks around the world are mourning the passing of Prince Philip, Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
It is to Her Majesty and her family that our nation's thoughts must turn today, because they have lost not just a much-loved and highly respected public figure, but a devoted husband and a proud and loving father, grandfather, and in recent years, great-grandfather.
A month short of his 100th birthday, Prince Philip's passion was design. 12 years ago, he talked about how designing has changed.
It obviously has changed, is that it's really corporate decision, it's corporate taste, as opposed to individual taste. I mean, if you go back to the 18th century, for instance, or the 19th century, all the desired advances were really created by individual taste.
USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good, I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Pools of contaminated water that could overflow near Tampa, Florida are being addressed. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Crews are bringing extra equipment to help pump more water out of a Florida reservoir on the verge of collapse. They've been working nonstop to avoid flooding nearby homes and businesses, which remain evacuated. Florida Republican Congressman Vern Buchanan telling NBC News.
I know they're making some progress, but to see the water spewing out, it looked pretty contaminated to me.
Forrest Wheeler and his family had to be evacuated.
Knowing that the Manatee County Sheriff's Office has evacuated 1,000 people, it makes me think that they think it's going to happen.
The Australian government has purchased an additional 20 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine as it steers away from relying on the AstraZeneca vaccine after a rare but serious blood clotting side effect was discovered. The announcement comes after Prime Minister Scott Morrison called for an urgent press conference on Thursday to provide new health advice to Australians aged under 50 regarding receiving the AstraZeneca jab. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the border crisis continues to deteriorate, sheriffs across America are alerting the president his policies are undermining the safety of American citizens. Wyatt Cox from the USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Nearly 300 sheriffs across the country are urging President Biden to secure the southern border and take more action against illegal immigration. A letter to the president, the officers claim the president intentionally undermining the agencies and their efforts to enforce the law. Among those who signed the letter, Bristol County, Massachusetts, Sheriff Thomas M. Hodgson, who spoke to Fox and Friends.
Open borders don't work, and they're exposing our citizens to more transnational gangs, the violence in our communities, more drugs pouring into our communities, sex and human trafficking out of control, and now national security threats. And so we want the people of this nation, along with the sheriffs, to mobilize and let the president know that it's not okay to put his politics, and this is a reckless effort on his part, to put his politics before the safety and security of the people of this nation and our efforts to keep our promise and our oath to keep them safe.
The sheriff's asking the president to act now to change course before public safety resources become overwhelmed.
According to the National Sheriff's Association, there are 3,081 sheriff's offices in America as of 2015. NASCAR is under the lights Saturday night in Martinsville, Virginia, 7:30 p.m. on FS1 and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.